Hey, Herb, this is your girl, Reggie, and this is Spark Up PVD.
Yeah, you already know what it is. Your boy Bands back again with another episode of Spark Up PVD alongside Straightforward. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah. Is that how Straightforward? Word? Straightforward.
So what's going on, everybody?
Just didn't introduce us.
I know.
It's fine.
He skipped us. That's crazy.
Wow.
I love though.
Hold on. I didn't even introduce myself.
It's fine.
You I didn't even say
you definitely said it's your boy Ben and we're here with Straightforward and everybody else is irrelevant.
Come on,
that's fine. I'm just a breathing being.
No, we good. He just went straightforward with the thing.
You know what? So why don't you guys go around and say introduce yourselves individually?
So my name is HD.
I go by Matic.
I go by King Flexa.
And I go by 4K.
Yo, honestly, we got another
member called 4K.
So she hit the spot. She hit the spot.
Okay.
She said 4K. All right, all right.
Why was that flawless?
Don't take her serious.
Seriously, we got somebody 4K. His brother.
Are you serious?
His older brother.
Oh, 4K. He's not part of the group?
Yeah, he is. He's a good manager. Straightforward.
Oh, okay.
And Straightforward question of the day.
We're going to start off with the question of the day. Everybody has to answer. If not, you got to leave, okay? So the question of the day is, how do you pull up on someone you are crushing on?
Yikes. I like to go last.
I'll go first because I usually go first. But when I see it that game, I'm more of a defense type of guy. You know what I'm saying?
This is mean.
Defense, like, I don't really show out to the girls, you know. I just chill and do me. Like, whenever I think it's funny, wherever I feel, if I feel good, if I feel happy, I'm going to show it.
So you feel
so
it
it's
out
not, it's not like it's not like I'm going to go up to a girl and be like, oh, I know what I'm going to say, blah, blah, blah. Think about, honestly, I don't care. I just know who I am and I just act it.
Word.
So that's me playing defense. Defense wins championships.
Hey, LeBron.
Which means sex.
Nah. What? Wait, what?
Wait, that just went left.
That's going to be a cut.
Said what?
I mean, for me, I'm pretty much like just straightforward with it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just like to just go up to the girl and just speak how I feel. Let them know how I feel. Complimenting them, you know, whatever it is.
How do you compliment?
I was going to say the same thing.
I mean, you got to, you know, flatter females. Females like
so you finesse.
Yeah.
I feel you on that.
I mean, HD also stands for handsome dark skin. I'm full of
it. Oh, yup.
You know what I'm saying?
You got something going on?
And, sir, you were last, right?
So we got King Flex and next.
You had to skip out.
Nah. I would just, like, do the same thing as him, but, you know, it can go. So if I get dubbed, I say have a nice day. If I don't, then continue the conversation, ask for Snapchat or something, and then that would be that.
You're sliding into the DMs.
Yeah.
Snapchat. You don't go
Numbers are outdated.
No,
you gotta do the Snapchat now.
Nah, that is true.
Snapchat now.
The Snapchat. Even older women have Snapchat, believe it or not.
Yo, he's right about
sleep.
That.
Wait.
Yeah.
Snapchat.
Don't sleep.
Because I know.
You know.
I know.
Sheesh.
How are you pulling up? Yeah, this is everybody and not just them.
Mm-hmm. you got to leave.
Just be straightforward.
Look at you. Tell the guy, hey, you're my boyfriend. And most of the time, they don't disagree. You know, they're just like,
you got it like that.
No, but I picked the right time, and I'm just like, you're my boyfriend. And then they're like, okay, and I'm like, all right then.
What it is,
You
I wish it was that easy for me to say, yo,
power.
You're my girlfriend.
Hey,
I'm gonna try that. I'm gonna literally walk up to a chick and I'm gonna be like, yo, you're my girlfriend.
I think it works better for women.
Females.
Yeah. Because if a guy walks up to you and is like, you're my girl. No.
Why the double standard, though?
What's up with
it's just easier for
life.
We live in a time where we try and make things equal. So, I mean,
absolutely.
Why couldn't I?
Niggas ain't trying to make shit equal.
See?
So, no, you cannot.
That's because of you guys.
Wow, man, that's crazy.
So how you
it goes both ways. It's gonna go back and forth all day. Like, y'all, we all do the same thing.
That's true.
Same thing.
How are you pulling out?
You gonna ask me?
Oh yeah.
I don't know. It depends on the guy. It depends on my mood. It depends on my alcohol intake.
Let's talk about you just wanna walk up to somebody.
Just sober, right?
Sober.
Just
sober.
Tell them.
Just chilling.
Hey, how you doing? You're beautiful, and that's it. And then from
put
there,
your hands on their chest.
Whoa!
Is it too early for that? Probably. All right, I'm gonna dial it back.
I mean, nah, she got a good way going though, because I'll be flattered if we get to that.
Sometimes you gotta feel things. You know?
Guys do that to women all
know.
The time.
I don't know.
Yes.
Sometimes that could be a little scary. You know what I mean? When a girl jumps at you too hard.
It don't matter. Like if you find that attractive, you're gonna be like, ooh.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, and most of the times they're like, ooh.
She's fine. And she touching you, gonna be like, you gonna feel nice.
But guys touch women everywhere.
Everywhere.
The
all
small
the
of your back.
Or they pull you. Can I?
Yeah. First of all.
Y'all gotta know, sometimes we just trying to get by.
I don't blame you.
Excuse me, sir. Sometimes the hand lingers too long. I'm like, excuse me.
They do
a
slide off.
Or there's mad space. So, like, why did you have to touch me to get by? I don't understand.
Y'all in the way.
Oh, wow.
No, you guys can't say that because I've had girls push me in the club like they're a grown man.
Like, you know what? I cannot speak for these aggressive.
I don't get it.
That's crazy. That's just no manners.
See.
But I understand the smaller the back, I think, is a cultural thing because I do it too.
I just get overwhelmed.
Yeah,
it goes both ways.
I mean, I gotta answer it now. So, me personally, I'm like him. I play the defense. I test my waters, make sure I'm good, and then I attack.
But what do you do? You just walk up to her. How do you know? How do you test the water?
You gotta test. You say little things like "Hey, what's up?" Comments. You know what I mean? See how the temperature is. You know what I mean?
Eyes.
And then, the eye contact is very important.
You mentioned that.
If I look at you just twice,
then I know I want that.
Twice?
You're right.
What if I just happen to like?
Then I ignore you
twice by accident.
No.
I'm sorry.
There's like a certain amount of seconds that we lock
seconds
eyes and yeah. I'm calculating everything.
Every little thing counts on facts. Every aspect.
Okay. Every little girl thing from across the room.
You know, and then they be trying to play it off like they're not looking at you. You got it.
that snap comes off.
Oh, yeah.
You got it.
Like, you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna ask for that snap real quick.
Wow, the snap.
That's when the snap comes.
Why don't you ask for the numbers? I need to understand.
I mean, numbers is cool. We'll ask for the number on the snap. That's serious.
Yo, Snapchat's like in the middle. It's just safe.
But
it's
if she gave you her snap. She'll give you her number, right?
We don't know
Snapchat,
that.
You don't get caught.
There's differences.
You don't get caught. She could definitely block you.
No,
there's differences. There's differences.
Snapchat messages.
Once you get that number, you know you're official.
You're being sneaky.
Nah.
Heard you. Text messages also.
Yo, girls
can be deleted.
Do that.
But they screenshot it. We screenshot it and send it in the group chat.
Y'all be super.
You can't do that on Snapchat. Mm-hmm. They're trying to be sneaky.
But it'll notify you.
Now
we know.
It's being protected.
Hey.
But now there's ways.
There's definitely ways to get a screenshot without them knowing.
Why we always gotta be sneaky, though?
Then why not just ask her number?
Once you save a message,
Snapchat's better.
Yeah, it's just funner. Exactly.
And it's not too much. You don't got the number. Like, you don't got to always hit them up.
You got your little emoji person.
And I don't want to answer you.
The Bitmoji.
But if you don't want to answer, texting, you can call. FaceTime.
You can snap.
It's just stupid little filters. I feel like numbers exchanging is more of a... Like a relationship type, not relationship as in like girlfriend boyfriend type of thing, but like, you know,
like
I fucks
more
with
serious.
You. Yeah, exactly. Like I fucks with you. Okay. I'll call you in the morning. I'll FaceTime you. What you doing? I'm about to pull up on you.
So this is crazy.
I just wanted to give a little example.
This man speaking the truth right here.
Maybe I just don't know. All right, people. Now we're going into what's poppin' culture. I still need like a sound.
Hey,
we
stop asking for that. We're not giving it to you. No, because that was for culture shock, and you switched back to what's popping culture.
Why did I do that?
I don't know.
All right. So we're going to start with Cat Williams. First of all, did you guys hear about Cat Williams?
acting up.
Yeah, I watched that.
Who did he go off on?
What's up? What's up? Fill me in.
Tiffany Haddish.
On Tiffany Haddish. So Cat Williams goes off on Tiffany Haddish. They both won Emmys. Was it Emmys?
Yeah.
This is not the story, but I'm backtracking.
Yeah.
But they both won Emmys for something. He goes and he starts talking about her and saying how she doesn't really know how to tell jokes. She's not really that funny. And he doesn't understand why she got an Emmy and just going on and on and on about Tiffany. Just mm-hmm. but talking bad about her, like on mm-hmm. a radio station. I don't know if it was the Breakfast Club. Was it the Breakfast Club?
Yo.
And she ends up responding like really nice about it. Like, oh, I'm sorry that you hate me. Like, I don't know what beef we have. But he is in the news again and he has been arrested for assault in Oregon. Do you guys like Cat Williams?
I do.
I think he's funny.
He's a funny character.
Yeah, he's always funny.
I've seen a couple mugshots of him. I know he has some bad timing.
Especially when he got yoked up by that young boy.
Yeah, that he's had a rough couple of years.
That's real. Yeah. He was tussling with that boy.
I don't know. I just feel like Cat Williams is so problematic. The only reason why I want to bring up this story is because I feel like I've been hearing a lot about him. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a time where I wasn't hearing about Cat Williams for, like,
a long time.
Yeah. I hadn't seen him in anything. Now, out of nowhere, he wins this Emmy. And also, you're getting arrested. And also, you're talking crap about other celebrities.
But wait. He did apologize to her. He got on his knees and apologized to her.
That's a little extra.
In her face.
But my question here is, how do you guys feel about a celebrity or someone that is as well known of a comedian as Cat Williams talking about someone else who is also a black entertainer. Like,
are you saying like just attacking one on one that shouldn't just be directed to that situation, or
like hating on our kind?
Like,
I'm asking it, do you think it was appropriate for him to say the things he was saying about her? Wow. Like, even if it was his opinion, he was being kind of just like nasty about it. Mm-hmm. But he didn't have any like real reason to be coming at her.
You know the full story on it, Alexa?
Yeah, I wouldn't like agree with the way he did it.
Like, but publicly?
Yeah, well, like the way he was talking about it. But like, it's okay to have an opinion. I feel like the world is too sensitive right now anyway, so.
A lot of people have been saying that. I don't think he should have came at her at all. He doesn't even really know her, and he was just coming at her. And she is funny, and she's been doing stand-up for a minute.
I'm going to say, to be fair, they're both comedians. Take off the she's a female, he's a male. They're still competing at the end of the day. So he looks at it like, this is my craft. I'm going to put everything into it. Whoever got to get stepped on, got to get stepped on.
Yeah, but he's not spitting facts. Tiffany Haddish is funny.
But it wasn't just her. It was her and Kevin Hart.
That's another thing. Now he looks like a hater because he hasn't had anything successful in a very long time. And Tiffany Haddish
that's
is
not
everywhere.
True because he dropped a Netflix special.
Yeah, recently.
And that's doing real good, actually.
He's funny. You can't take away how funny
now,
he
now
is.
Let me ask you a question. Who's funnier?
Who's funnier?
Him Cat or Kevin Williams Hart?
Him or Kevin Hart?
Mm-hmm.
Cat Williams.
I'll take Kevin.
What?
Who are you saying? I'm going Cat Williams. All based off the stand-up, like,
the style.
Style delivery. And everything. And delivery is on point.
I think I'm going to go with Kevin Hart. Just because Kevin Hart, he stands for a lot of things. Even when he speaks in his interviews, like, he's not only about.
But who's funnier, though?
Just like on a stand-up stage, like, shave everything. Shave the money off.
Kevin
Hart.
Who's funnier as a comedian? Like, stand-up comedian.
I just think he's doing
his stand-up comedian is.
Maybe it's because I'm old school and I'm used to like delivery punchlines and stuff like that. And that's Kevin Hart compared to Kevin Hart, where he's more in your face funny. He's like,
I think he tries
to do
too hard.
Like a lot
at times,
a lot of like expressions and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? When he's talking about the deer, bro. Debra.
That's funny. You know what I'm saying?
That's hilarious. But you know what I mean? He has to draw that extra emotion out of you. Versus Cat Williams, that he kind of is just like funny all through, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he doesn't have to do
he's
all the extra antics.
Like, yeah.
For me, the last stand up that Kevin Hart had that I actually laughed and thought was funny was Seriously Funny, and that was like 7 years ago.
That's wild.
I didn't like
my pain.
What?
I saw him live, I didn't even chuckle.
Let me explain.
I was like, what is this?
That's such a joke about Dave Chappelle.
Wow.
Do you guys think Dave Chappelle is funny? Because
I think you'd have to be there in that era to think. You can't just think Dave Chappelle's funny out of nowhere. Like, if I show somebody from a different generation, they'll just be like, Dave Chappelle's not funny.
He's hilarious. What do you mean?
I think he's funny. His last he's hilarious. Was good, but it was cause all that racist shit he be saying,
it was
good.
Funny. Yeah. He'd be funny.
Tyrone Bigum.
The Dave Chappelle show is a classic.
Yeah, definitely.
What else you got for us?
So our next story on the table: Bill Cosby wants out of prison. Lawyers want case tossed out. So Bill Cosby is supposed to be serving 3 to 10 years in prison in maximum security, but because his lawyers are saying that there was an error in his case, he wants out of jail in a couple of months. And so they are putting the case back on the table, and he wants to be out of jail and a free man in a couple months. He wants to go from 10 years to like 4 months.
It's an old man.
What do you guys think? You think they should let him out in a couple months?
A couple months.
Not if it's true.
Even if they made an error in his case, what could the error be that would let you out in a couple of months?
Yeah, but like,
because I don't understand how like 40, 50 women can all be lying.
40?
Exactly.
I don't know.
I'm going to say this right now. Even if it is the truth, everybody knows the industry. You going to go in the industry, there's going to be a lot of drugs around. There's going to be a lot of other shit around. Smoking, drinking, all that pill popping, everything. Like, you got to understand. And so coming, like, there'll be guys and girls that's trying to have sex. That's it. Like,
you're going to call it rape just because. You're saying, I don't understand anything that's coming out of your mouth.
You don't understand?
I hear it, but I don't get it.
But it's just the industry. You got to understand it.
Yeah,
like,
but
if
there's
you go
a difference between voluntarily taking drugs.
Why are you there?
Or.
Where you at? I understand what you're saying,
that's my business. If somebody's slipping it into my drink, that's a whole nother situation. I didn't voluntarily consume that drug.
You're right, but I think
so
where
exactly,
he's going
he's Bill
is,
Cosby. He didn't have to do that.
Exactly. I think where he's going is that they were already at these drug parties, and you know what I mean? It was probably normalized to them, to that community.
But so the point is, he wants to get out in a couple months. He did it. He's going to jail. But what he's coming out of jail for, or what he wants to come out of jail for, is the way that they... like appointed the sentence. They're saying that the procedure they took was incorrect. And so because they made a mistake, the court, he's saying, well, that's not fair to me. I shouldn't have to stay in jail for 10 years. I want to come out in a couple months because this is your fault.
But you
still did the crime. So how are you going to ask, well, I did kill somebody, but I mean, y'all didn't even read me my Miranda rights, so I want to get out.
Honestly, yeah, but that's part of the law. That's part of the law. That's how it should
go. It's also like part of the law. The
court's all about following by the book, so why not go by the book this time?
But months... 10 years to 7.
Yo, he's old. He would have only done a year, and his lawyers would have got him out of there. He's old. They would have said he had medical problems. He would
have
not done nowhere close to even 3 years.
You know what's going to happen? They're going to put him on a bracelet.
They're
going to put him on a bracelet.
I don't even think
Bill
Cosby.
Have you seen a picture of Bill Cosby?
He's a criminal.
Oh! How is he a criminal? Do you know what he did?
He's a rapist.
Explain to me what he did, and I'll tell you if I think he's a criminal.
He raped women.
What do you mean?
Raped women.
I don't have to tell you because you know
women because they took drugs willingly, probably most likely because they're in a position where they could get drugs and there's a whole bunch of people partying. I don't believe
this
that.
Is crazy. So what if you got drugged because you were in a position
I'll be
to be
pretty
partying.
Damn pissed but at my damn self because I put myself in a predicament first
so what
place.
If you went to a party, got drugged, and another man raped you?
Nah,
I'll be
no
like
that's
I
not even
you,
to be funny
like
that's
you,
not even
you,
to
no,
be funny
no funny shit dying. I'll be pissed. But at the end of the day, if I'm in this, like, if
but
I'm somewhere alone.
But you're not
going to
report it?
And if I'm somewhere alone, I'm going to really think of
man
myself.
I'll report it.
But I think of myself
can't
saying,
you can't really help that, though. Like, if that happened, you wasn't expecting that to happen, though.
Exactly.
You can't help that. I'm not saying all the situations.
I don't know the whole thing. Like, there's a whole bunch of girls. Like, you know what I mean? I'm just saying a couple of generals. I know some girls probably popped up and be like, yo, I can get some money off of this.
Nobody got money out of it.
I swear something. I don't know too much about it, but I just hear that, though.
Well, I'm done. I have one more story, but we'll take it on to our social media, and we'll talk about it there. Okay, bye.
All right. So, it's an icebreaker game, even though y'all are pretty comfortable anyway. So, I got a stack of cards here, And you're going to pick one, and it's a question, and only y'all are going to answer. So this is the moment of truth. You can't lie. You got to tell the truth.
Shuffle them shits, boy.
Hot seat.
You got to shuffle them shit.
Why Destin. You guys look so scared?
Destin, boy.
I like.
Do I take one?
Yeah, take one.
All right.
Oh, that's not bad.
I'm going to read it out loud.
I don't know what the answer is just yet, though.
Yeah, put the mic. Read the question. Mm-hmm. All right.
What am I ashamed of being good at?
Oh, yep.
I don't know.
How are you going to be ashamed of being good at something?
Damn, my question.
Oh, probably when I was younger, I was good at stealing.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. But I wasn't. You got to do what you got to do. Let's not look at that, bro.
My question is, what was the biggest misconception I had as a child? As a child, I really feel like my ways is always good. Like I don't regret nothing.
No, it's basically what did you believe in before that, like, you found out that it's not.
I don't.
So there's nothing like you believed in. Santa
oh, maybe
Claus,
oh the
man,
WWE
messed you up.
Oh,
wrestling.
Yeah,
I found out it was okay. Fake. My heart was broken.
Damn. Yeah, what about Santa Claus?
Santa Claus.
About Santa Claus.
Tooth Fairy too.
We're Muslim, so Christmas isn't much to us.
Oh, okay.
So we don't really care.
Next.
My question is, what is something I wish I could unsee? So when I was 13, I walked in on my parents.
Ooh.
That must have been uncomfortable.
I'm sorry, but like I wish I could unsee
that's his
that.
Bro.
Damn.
I try to keep it 100.
13.
Never looked at his parents the same.
Your world is hard. Like, upside down.
Now you
have
to wait to just put them
in. No, like,
oh, what did you do after? Did you tell them?
Huh?
Did you tell them?
What? My dad said, get out. My dad said, get out.
He probably turned into a parent. Like, how could you?
He felt deceived. Dang, you're already 13 and your life is a mess.
My house?
Hey, now you gotta see.
So
that's
you gotta
crazy.
Take another one, or is that
nah, we're good. So we're gonna take a little break now.
I would take it.
And we'll be right back.
Yo, light up. It's a gummy bee. Stack it, nigga. Y'all want static. Coming off phone, we can really let you have it. Pushing on the grams, man. Don't forget to rap it. Say you got the money, little nigga. Why you capping? You ain't no savage. I'm just talking, I can back it. Grinding all day for the panic. I'll never. Money tryna stack it, nigga, stack it, nigga. You don't want static. Coming off phone, we gon' really let you have it. Pushing on the grams, man. Don't forget to rap it. Say you got the money, little nigga. Why you capping? You ain't no savage. I'm just talking, I can back it. Grind all day for the paddock. I'll never be lacking. Roll around town in the caddy. All this money tryna stack it, nigga, stack it.
Yeah, you know I'm about to stack it. Watch it pull up with this ratty. Yeah, you know it's automatic. Like I'm living off static. If you want it, then I got a feeling like yo got it. Rack it up and I'ma grab it. For the beans, straight to Cali, bout to catch another body. Now everybody getting rowdy. Now everybody know I'm about it, cause I focus on the paper. The moolah, the cheddar, the peso. Get it by any means, cause you know I gotta stay low. Fuck 5-0, and them lame hoes. Try to fuck with niggas' bread, that's a no-go. Young nigga catch a fire like it's ping pong. Throw it up the triple courage, I'm Megatron. We stack it up, nigga, never enough, nigga. If you ain't fucking with my team, you a dub, nigga.
I set it off in this bitch. Have my niggas healthy rich. Keep it stacking, never switch. Sweat, swag, shit, drip. Mama always told me live it. I ain't never seen no different.
Never.
Nigga coming from the trenches. Keep my head up in my visions. Hating your bitch on a cellular. She told me that you was regular. Knew from the get when I messaged her. She knew the game without telling her. Eating romaine when I'm sexing her. Know you just sick and you dreading her. Shooting my clip like the cinema. Then I just dip like the criminal. Taking a trip to New Mexico. My niggas lit and they let it show. Stack it, nigga. Y'all want static. Coming off wrong, we can really let you have it. Pushing on the grams, man, don't forget to rap it. Say you got the money, little nigga, why you capping? You ain't no savage, I'm just talking, I can back it. Grinding all day for the paddock, I'll never be lacking. Run around town in the caddy. All this money, tryna stack it, nigga, stack it, nigga. You don't want static. Coming off wrong, we can really let you have it. Pushing on the grams.
my bankroll. You the fed, you the pig, you the 5-0. If I had no bread, would you ride ho? You better have money if you my hoe. Fuck with the fam, you could die slow. I had all these bitches, they ain't dubbing me. If we ain't tight, you an enemy. Getting to the money, I'm the recipe. Got the bad bitch, got the bad hoe. Told my niggas that we on the road. Told these bitches that I gotta go. When I got time, I'm with the bros. Straight chillin', tryna make music. Get your bitch on my neck, let's just try and abuse it. These bars go hard, it's so abusive. Hold on, wait. My teacher always told me I was useless. Little did they know they was clueless. I was getting cheddar, making music. Now I'm getting checks, I just do it. Hit it from the back when we fuck. Heading to the green like the Bucks. If I had to pick, Bentley truck. Chilling with your bitch, about to fuck. I just wanna cheese, no cheddar. She ain't got money, can't sweat her. I'ma put her on like a sweater. Got a lot of drips, she getting wetter. Who steady, nigga, yo, all steady. Coming off phone, we can really let you have it. Push it on the grams, man, don't forget to rap it. Say you got the money, little nigga, why you capping? You ain't no savage, I'm just talking like a back it. Grinding all day for the paddock, I'll never be lacking. Run around town in the caddy. All this money, tryna stack it. Nigga, stack it, nigga, yo, I'm all steady. Coming off phone, we can really let you have it. Push it on the grams, man, don't forget to rap it. Say you got the money, little nigga, why you capping? You ain't no savage, I'm just talking like a back it. Grinding all day for the paddock, I'll never be lacking. Run around town in the caddy. All this money, tryna stack it, nigga.
Yeah, you know I'm about to stack it.
Well, we're back, and that was Stack It by Straightforward. So we're going to get right into things. I have a question for all of y'all, even the cast. Does music influence your life and your behavior?
It influences my life and not my behavior.
Okay, explain.
Like, you know, music can get you through tough times. It can make you have better times when you're having good times, but like, behavior won't make me act a certain way.
Do you ever want to try oxycodone? Because people are rapping about oxycodone.
No.
Are you just gonna just jump right to it, huh?
Well, because, you know, people are always rapping about drugs, and so people start trying drugs as people hear about them rapping about drugs.
Weed only.
Okay. There you go.
Well, I guess I'll go since everybody looks like they don't want to answer. So for me personally, when I hear Mobamba, I go up. I don't care where I hear it. I can
yeah,
hear it.
Seriously.
Yo, he's I from can Senegal. Hear it.
Yo, shout out to Senegal too, though.
I'll yes, hear Senegal. That at a funeral, and I'll be like, I got hoes. Like that song is just hype you up. Anywhere. I think music plays a big part on how you behave.
I don't know about a funeral, but
you know what I mean. I feel I'm turning up anywhere. Come on. Mobamba gets people lit.
Bamba.
Yeah, I... That song, every time it comes on, I am frightened. I have to go stand in the corner somewhere.
That shit's turn
there's
up.
So much going on.
Let's turn up.
So I mean, how about for the rest of the cast?
I mean, I'm influenced by music, to be honest, all the time. I'm always looking to write or do some shit with music. But, like, I don't think, like, it affects me because, like, the stuff I do now, I was doing them before I started rapping. So it's not a big
but does the music, like, you know what I mean? Like, say, for example, me personally, when I hear some West Side Gun, I want to go shoot up something, like, beat up somebody, you know what I mean? Not physically, but you know what I mean? Mentally, I'm like, if I'm going to the gym, I'll play that, and it, like, gets me amped, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you see sports, like, people who play sports do the same thing. They'll play something hype, it gets them amped up.
So that doesn't work with y'all?
I mean, I let it be influenced to me. Like, if it's just like,
well, basically, like, for me personally, like, I could listen to some songs and like it'll change my mood depending on what I'm listening to. Yeah. So that's what I'm asking. Like, you know what I mean?
Does it influence your behavior?
Like,
or your lifestyle? Yeah, yeah, even.
Definitely. Like, if I listen to some Chris Brown, sometimes I'll be feeling the mood
you,
and I just
popping, locking,
you know, popping
what I mean?
A little bit. But okay. You know what I mean, I'm more of the cool. And sometimes when I want to get amped, I'll listen to Don Q, you know what I'm saying, Fat Trout. So, like, it shows my mood. That's definite, though. Like, you know what I mean? I like it. Sometimes I listen to Bob Marley. I'm into all type of music.
Vibes.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about the vibe. So,
oh God,
I say music goes a long way. Music goes a long way, and
just it's just art being itself is just everything. Like whatever we do, like it's gonna be art regardless.
Right.
So
do you guys think that today's music has a negative or positive impact or both?
What genre?
Okay, let's start with the most obvious.
Hip hop and what's today's music.
Both. It's negative. And
I can say all the way negative, like mostly negative.
Yeah,
it's
I would
just
say
like
that too.
It's just like I can. The first thing I was thinking about is tats on my face. Like, I'm not gonna get tats because I'm dark already and shit. And I don't even believe in tats anyway, so it don't matter. But like, I'm just like I see pill popping, I see like mad drugs, and it's just like. I'm not gonna take that route to be a rapper, or if so, I don't even like to be called a rapper. I like to be called an artist. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I just rock with it. I just let it be.
How do you guys feel about derogatory words like men calling women bitches, or even women calling each other bitches, or saying niggas ain't shit? And you know, like you hear Trina and women like that mm-hmm. that rap like that talking about, you know, negatively about men, or you know, vice versa.
It's all a show. It's all to sell records. Anyway.
That's a good point.
I see. It's just like, yo, it is a show, and it's sometimes it's reality too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a harsh way of saying it. You don't have to come in that manner, but hey, if it's your music, you just know your area. You can't play it in no elementary school. Can't do nothing like.
You can't be
like
radio.
That, you know what
basically.
I'm saying? Like, so it's all your decision and what you want to do.
Do you guys use the word bitch in your music? Be honest.
Yes, I do.
Definitely.
I can't.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Because I talk like that too. Like, and it's like, but the thing is, we also make music that's just cool and it's a good vibe too. It's not, right. Like, we got mad stuff coming out right now. Like, way before, like, we used to do this, like, I could say, like, a good 6 years ago. And we're just, we won't do it for entertainment. We won't do it for people to see it. Like, we're going to make a song today? I bet.
So if you made a song without the word bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the song would still do well or still sound the same?
Of course.
No, so then why have the word bitches
course,
in
it? I don't
think
so.
Take the word bitches out.
Because
it's just you don't choose when it's going to be good or not. Mm-hmm. It's just like you ride with it. I'll put the beat on, and if I can spit to it, and if it sound good, me saying bitch, I'm going to say bitch. But see, like, you know what I'm saying? I can say something that it just sounds smoother without me saying the bitch. So,
bitch rhymes with a lot more stuff than female.
Or a woman.
Yeah, so. Yeah,
that is true.
Rhyming is part of the game, so. Hmm. It just rhymes with a lot of stuff.
I never looked at it like that.
But of all the things.
Also,
to rhyme,
I like to use
women
bitch,
started a niggas ain't shit movement.
Are we lying, though?
I mean,
that's
I mean,
a story for another
to be fair, to be fair. Hold on, to be fair, Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg had bitches ain't shit. Oz and Strix. You hear me? To be fair,
they
have
to sell records.
Yeah, but we gotta rock with it. You gotta rock with it. Like I said,
I agree.
Retweets saying niggas ain't shit.
Literally, that's all they have to do. And we're all like,
Snoop did it to
for
sell
real.
Records.
Yep.
Snoop
forwarding it to our friends.
Like, you're right.
He didn't think that about his wife.
And I'm not saying it in like a you know what I mean. This is just being fair. Like,
yeah,
you know, women are like, we're changing the narrative nowadays. Women are saying things back to the men now.
Yeah.
So it's like, we're on the same playing field nowadays.
They're not getting nothing off of that, though.
You don't
if
think?
I told
I mean,
you,
nah, I mean, like, look at Cardi B. Cardi B's came a long way.
Exactly.
Trina,
take,
too.
Trina's
whole
careful.
Brand is about
that. That song's crazy.
That song was fine.
If I told you you get a number one hit by talking shit about girls, you would do it.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah,
it's normalized.
You're right.
That's why.
But Kendrick has gotten number ones without saying bitch or anything like that. So
well,
on the same token,
it's crazy though. Wow.
So then everybody should up their wordplay. Is what you're saying?
We all
Ooh.
Can't be Kendrick.
I mean, Kendrick is his own style.
Kendrick.
That's his own.
You're right.
Hey man, I was just putting a suggestion
like,
on it.
Different.
That's why it's the beauty of art, man. It's just
everybody's different.
His mind just works differently.
So let me ask you.
Vernacular.
Who's the lyricist out of the group?
Oops.
Who's like the bar spitter?
Bar hitter. Bar spitter.
No. Are y'all trying to be modest? Like,
yeah,
I don't.
It's not even modest.
But you guys don't consider yourselves lyricists.
All right. So, like, he's good with lyrics for sure.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? And he's just raw on the beat.
Mm.
Flexa, he's raw on the beat. Senny, he just flows on anything. Like, you could just throw anything.
So basically, if I was to compare you to the Migos, you would be the Offset. You're the Quavo, and he's the Takeoff?
I think he's the Offset.
That's my favorite out of Migos.
I mean, that's my favorite, okay, too, so we gonna battle.
But, like,
that
just
one.
Because, yikes, like, the way he spits is, like, raw.
I try to emulate Offset. That's my favorite rapper.
He really does.
That's what's up.
He's in his top five rappers of all time.
That's really?
Crazy. Top five. Wait. Let's save that for the interview portion. All right, so has music ever influenced you to do a drug, take a different drug, or drink alcohol? Because, you know, Diddy got the Ciroc, Ciroc Boys, Jay-Z got Douce, Future telling you to pop Molly's and Percocet.
Not drugs, but Tory Lanez made me want to drink Patron.
Hey, lit. Patron is tasty. But also,
Future made me want to drink lean.
Are you See, so then it does encourage behaviors.
It does encourage behaviors
because now you're like, oh, I want to try it. Everybody's talking about it.
I mean, he didn't do it, but he did think about it.
I just said encourage. I didn't say he did.
That shit
does
be looking
like what? Like Kool-Aid. Is this what you're saying?
It looks real.
Death. Okay.
Especially with all the Jolly Ranchers and all that. I'm not gonna lie. I got a sweet.
What looks appetizing about that?
What? You don't got a sweet tooth.
You don't like juice? Like,
oh, man.
I cannot.
Not yet. Not
but it's not juice.
It looks like juice.
No, it looks like
Jolly Ranchers is just mad fruity and all that candy. You don't like
just
candy?
Put Jolly Ranchers in your actual juice.
Nah.
Well, you know what?
No, that's cool.
Put
too,
in your Patron.
It's not like I want to drink it anyways.
I mean, she's on to something. You could actually put the Jolly Ranchers into your Sprite, you know what I mean?
Sprite?
Just
that's
play true. It off. I'm, you know what I mean?
It's
like,
just the look.
I knew back then a lot of dudes that would put stuff into their liquor bottles and act like they was...
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean?
Bullshit, though.
Back
honest.
In the day, that
it's
was
like,
a big
like,
thing.
UK thing. Like, you know like how that. They showed the shit on the pictures, and it's like mm-hmm. the burger, and it looks all good and shit, and it's really.
And then when you get it in person, it's
yeah,
nice.
You get
it's
not
be the same. So it's just like it's a look, really.
She knows about that.
All right, watch your mouth, okay?
Yeah.
This is about the boys, aka Straightforward.
The guys, the men.
Oh wow.
There you go.
This guy's a special character.
We have some moves.
What? You say you're on some lean?
We on some moves.
Oh, okay.
We trying to get it and go.
Hey. I like that.
Get it
like
and
that.
Go.
Straight
secure
forward,
the bag.
Straightforward.
Bands, have you ever been influenced to take drugs? Because you've been in this game for a minute, you know? 87, 81?
Listen, I'm unbreakable. When it comes to peer pressure and all that, I'm unbreakable. I do things because I want to do them. You know what I mean? It was more people for me that influenced my use of any substance. Behavior wise, yeah, I would say it influences me.
Yeah, I agree. I think you can attest too, right, Regina?
To what?
You hear some dancehall, what happens?
I dance.
Yeah, there you go, behavior.
That's right, you better bust it.
I mean, yeah, because it's like a beat. It's not because of what they're saying.
All right, everybody calm down.
You're ready.
Just put some fever on right now. Pull up fever.
Fever.
No, I'm kidding.
You see how she jumped up real quick. What?
We're going to have to cut that sound bite and use it all the time.
But even like not, well, I don't care for trap music because I don't understand what anyone is saying. So I don't bother with it. But I find that, because one of my favorite artists is Frank Ocean. And I like neo-soul, but I do find that listening to music like that, you get, like, not sad, but you mm-hmm. feel more, like, in tune with the music. And so it's not, like, affecting the things that I'm doing, but it affects, like, my mood. If I listen mm-hmm. to that in the morning, I'm going through the day like, oh, my God. This is so crazy.
Yeah,
just...
My
man will go meet the man I don't got. And so it's, like, you just feel whatever music you're listening to. And that's why I think trap music encourages behavior that's foolish.
Because it sounds foolish.
Yeah. Right. It's like, we popping Molly's fucking bitch ass. Everybody's like, yes, yes. And I'm like, this is a lot. I'm like, these people
that's
are singing
true.
This music
that's
and they're not doing half of these
things. That comes with an old mindset too sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes you really do want to have fun and just explore and be free. I'm not trying to say it's cool to be doing all that, but sometimes it is good to be living life.
No, like, do that.
So, and sometimes you gotta listen but to the like, music to live that life too. You know what I'm saying? There's scenery for everything. There's art for everything. Everything mix and matches.
But some of it is over the top.
It is.
Those are the days you don't need to be listening.
Like, Tekashi 6ix9ine is just too much.
Some of the, some of it is over the top. Hey, and then when you ask people, like, why do you listen to that? They're like, oh, because the beat is fire. Like, and I get that.
I'm not going to lie. But he's doing his thing. But he's crept up on my
list. I'm just sure if a lot of them read their lyrics without a beat, just straightforward in a mirror, they would be looking mad crazy.
He always got to care about his lyrics.
He said that. He want to know what J. Cole and Kendrick think about his lyrics. They must hate him.
Because it's just his energy. You got to give him props for his energy.
There's a place for everybody.
Thing is,
but it's negative energy, I think. Negative? He's talking about, you stupid, blah, blah, blah. Like, why are you insulting people?
There's a lot of haters, too.
I mean, there's a lot of trap music that everybody's having a good time.
He had haters ever since he was young, too. So he's talking to the people that really hate on him.
But that's negative energy.
On the same coin, he's got a... For example, since he's putting that energy out, he's better know that it can be reciprocated.
And then it has back been. To him.
Yeah, it has.
See,
it
but
has.
That's the thing, too. When you start out with a certain music type or in a certain genre and then try to, like, move out of that, now you think about your fan base. Like, it's popular now, but is this what you want to be known for your legacy? It's the same way with, like, Cardi B trying to, like, do different things. Everybody's like, no, Cardi, you from the Bronx. Like, this is what you always did. But it's like, okay, well, I'm trying to do something new. Are y'all going to follow me or not?
Mm-hmm. And it worked. And it worked.
But she got a lot of pushback.
She did.
Know, and she's out here fighting people. Like,
she is, but not coming she's her not fighting. A huge fan. She's getting her bag, and that shit's just filling up. That shit's not decreasing.
But that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of people who are, like, 14, 15 years old, and they're out here doing their music, but it's like, they want to be respected for their artistry, but there are certain things that, like, are going to hold them back. I just want them to do it because they feel good, not because it's a popularity contest, what I'm saying. Right. Don't do it because you think, oh, I'm going to be popping if I talk about this thing.
You want them to have longevity.
Yes. Like, if you genuinely are, trap music is your passion and that's what you do, then do it to the best of your ability. Don't do it because everybody's like, oh, that's lit.
Like Young Jeezy. To me, he's the best trap rapper.
But money's the motivation.
Now, before we get into the interview part, like she was saying, like, what are y'all in it for? Longevity or y'all just want the bag?
Or y'all just want to be lit. You want popularity.
I want the bag. I'm going to be honest.
All right, like, that's real.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to rock with it. Like, it's going
to
be both, though.
I want to.
I'm going after it all. Like, when I'm running straight, I'm snatching everything that I can get.
Word.
So, you know I'm just so trying to get my short, mom out the hood.
No, right, I like that. I heard you on that.
I want to be the best ever.
Ever?
I want to be the best.
You want to be like Quavo.
You want...
I
want
to be the best ever.
I like that. I like that. I see the passion, too, because he's like, you just got to work hard and you get there. So we're going to get into the interview part, Christina.
Okay, so... like,
wait,
you
asking for his top five right now.
Okay.
Oh, my top five?
Yep. All
right. Artist or rappers?
Rapper.
Oh,
all right. Artist
so
is
So rapper,
easy.
I got Pac. Okay. I got Lil Wayne. I got Drake. Then I got Kanye. Then Offset is my five.
Kanye?
Just because he made slave comments doesn't dispel all the music.
We're not
going to
talk about Kanye. Nope. We're not going to talk about Kanye.
I just find it interesting.
Sonny,
I mean.
what's your top five?
Lord. I could say Lil Wayne. That's facts.
Or top three.
Top three.
At least three. I know five could be a little hard.
When you go to your music, who's the first rapper you go
but that's
to?
That's nowadays, though, too. But I could like say Don Q. Don Q. Mm-hmm. Folks that's with Don a good Q. One. And right now it's Davies too.
Ooh,
Davies,
yeah.
That new tape with Styles P.
Styles
P.
Mr. High Definition.
I definitely put Lil Wayne in there, just cause he got too many years into this.
Mm-hmm.
He's a beast.
Too much of a beast. Drake, cause he's a legend. Honestly, I haven't really thought about a third, but.
You know, it's interesting. A lot of the younger guys are saying Drake at their top, and all the older cats are hating on Drake right now.
Because everyone hates Meek Mill.
I want to put Meek Mill before Drake.
He's lonely at the top.
Meek Mill before Drake, especially in rapping.
Who before Drake?
Meek Mill.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
I agree.
I think the opposite.
I have Meek at six.
No, I'm sorry.
I have Meek at six, so.
He's like just scratching the surface of the top five. He's not going to be the top five door.
All right, so we're here. We're straightforward, and you guys want to tell us how old you are? Because I did come at Sonny's neck. He's telling me he's old. So what's old to you?
Hold up, it's Matic, but I know I told you Sonny before.
Well,
I said Matic from the get.
All right, Matic, how old are you?
I'm 25. I just turned 25, but yeah.
That is not old.
I feel a little old now, but you know what I'm saying? But I'm
you see, it it's after you hit that 25-year-old peak, you feel old, see, I'm telling you.
He got a short brother, so we call them the grandpas.
The grandpas? Oh. Why? How old are you?
19.
Not, oh, yeah, you are a baby.
Yeah.
Nah, I get into 21-plus clubs.
Oh, well, hey. He got connects. He got pulled. Like, hey. He got pulled.
He's that low-key trying to get this shit out, right?
Nah, he does. He
now,
does.
See.
Who's your connect? Hook me up. I'm trying to get in, too.
I can't.
You're right. You're right. Wait. That's illegal. How old
I'm
you?
21.
21. Okay, so y'all are young. So how did you guys meet? I know you, I think one of you said that you're related.
Yeah, we all family. Yeah.
Brothers, cousins?
Well, I got my brother. He's back at home right now.
Yeah, who's cousins?
I'm his cousin. It is, and that's my brother.
Oh, so blood brothers. Yeah. Well, you guys do look alike.
I don't see it.
I don't see it, but
oh, it's the eyes. You guys even have like the same tone of voice.
He copied me.
Oh, I'm older.
By 2 years. Relax, okay? How you see, that's how I be feeling. Yeah. A year is a big difference for me. That's how I feel.
Actually, it's a year and some change because my birthday is before his.
A month before.
What's your sign?
Cancer.
Ooh. Cancer. Young Cancer gang magic.
Yes. Yo, Cancer's all good and all, but I'm gonna give that top leader to Libra.
Gang. Ooh, balanced. Okay.
Now, get out of here.
Libra gang.
He was gonna say something like Aries. Libra.
Libra's that low
balance and fairness. Balance.
I can see the Libra. It's the Matic show.
Yes, it is.
I like.
Libras love themselves.
Yes, nah. I don't know. I'll tell you that right now. I put my family before me.
Of course, because that's your family, daughter. But you love yourself.
Of course. Everybody gotta love themselves.
It's the you show. It's okay. Do that.
I'll focus with it.
HD, what's your sign?
I'm a Cancer.
Oh, you're a Cancer too. Damn, nobody's a Scorpio, huh?
this is the first time I got like mad Cancers in the room.
That is too much Cancer. So why did you guys decide to be a group instead of just being individual rappers?
We just grew up with it. It was just naturally.
Did you? Was there a group that you had in mind that like was like, oh, let's do a group?
Migos.
Was it the Migos?
Migos, yeah. It was a good influence. But you know what I'm saying? As in us, I can say they inspired me, but like I see it different ways. Like, you know what I'm saying? They put Migos, and Migos is cool and all, but.
How about, what's the Bone Thugs and Harmony? Do you guys ever listen? Have you guys ever listened to them?
That's just a smooth track.
You know the Migos body copied their whole swag, right?
I mean that goes a long way. If you want to talk about copying, we'll talk about a lot of copying because
that's true too.
Well, I'll tell you.
There's a lot.
Is it copying or admiration?
Thin line.
Yeah. Sometimes people actually really go in their lyrics and like do some shit. Like, but there's some people that's inspired. Like,
when Jay-Z copied Biggie's lyrics.
You know the thing with the Bone Thugs and Harmony and Migos thing is that. Migos never kind of like said, yeah, we looked up to you, or
they didn't pay homage.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the big issue that everybody really talks about.
Now, is music your passion for real? Like, or is this something you guys are doing for the lifestyle? Or is this something that you think like society tells like black men we gotta be rappers and we gotta be ball players?
I'm never doing it for the lifestyle.
Okay.
I've been rapping since 12.
12? So you got bars. Not just bars.
Bars.
You got to say it twice. That's trending with the young kids.
Oh, Lord help me.
For real.
Yo, you got bars? Nah. I just got a bar.
One singular bar.
Nah, you need to get that bar, bro.
I can't. So you didn't answer though. Is music your passion or is there something else?
I say everything I do is my passion. So if I'm doing music right now, of course it's my passion.
So it's like... So you think it's a phase or?
Nah, it's not a phase. I don't think so. Music, you know, I mean, like, only God knows. But at the end of my acknowledgement, it's my passion.
Okay. So why should people support your music? What is so? What's enticing about your music? Like, what do you guys bring to the table?
I feel like we're versatile. Our music is very diverse. You know.
Definitely diverse. And
what makes it diverse?
We do different styles.
It's just like singing.
Like R&B? Do you do R&B sometimes? Who be singing?
Like,
you be singing?
He be singing.
Libra gang, you be singing?
It's not a little singing. Like, you know Lil Max B and shit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I gotta have it.
Like, melody. Okay. Okay.
It's not really like...
We riding the beat. Doing a little something for the ladies and all that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's facts. Definitely. Ladies come too, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got a vibe too.
You know?
Ain't just for the guys. We ain't gonna be turn up. Yeah, fuck this thing.
If we win the female crowd over, then, you know, we're good.
That's actually true.
That is a...
Women are the most.
That is a
where
fact.
The women are at, the men will go anyway. Facts. So,
listen.
Now, let me ask you a question. I know that Christina asked you coming up, who was the group that inspired you? But to start rapping, who was that one person that started the whole?
Chief Keef.
Wow.
I'm gonna talk for myself. I feel like it just came up. I didn't really have like a rapper to be like, oh, I'm rapping now. I just felt like it was just. I'm doing it. We made a song together. I'm hearing myself. I'm like, what? Nah, I'm not about to be a rapper.
Where? How about?
My whole thing was like, we're just going to do it to make money, make fun.
My name was Chief Keita.
Chief Keita?
I can't. Keita's my last name. Well, okay. This is in middle school when I first started rapping. That's how it is, but yeah.
What middle school did you go to?
Slater.
Oh, you guys are from Pawtucket. Okay. Bucket. From the dirty. Yep.
That's what they call
too
it.
Dirty, place? Just so you know. Do you guys
know.
Have any good
what pizza
spots?
No, that's
what
they call it.
What?
Your Providence?
Yeah.
Providence.
Oh, Providence.
Let me start with Providence.
Yo, they think they're better than everybody. Oh, man. Every time Rhode Island is mentioned, it's always like Providence.
Because it's the capital.
Yeah,
I know.
Y'all have the most. So
also, like, we have a downtown. Y'all had a curfew. Yeah,
no, they ain't got a downtown.
Y'all have.
They're going to brag about that downtown.
There's a lot of
I said, we have a downtown.
There.
Have you seen Kennedy Plaza?
Have you seen your downtown?
Y'all be twerking for bus passes.
Your downtown is one little hill.
It's way more civilized.
All of Kentucky is one little hill. I don't.
Your downtown, a lot of shit happens down there.
You're talking crazy.
A lot of crack.
I'm about to get him right.
You know what I mean? We're still from Rhode Island, and you know what I mean? We come together
as
one.
It's all jokes, but where do you guys club at?
We don't need a club.
You don't
bag.
Need a club.
We focus in our bag. We got better things to do.
Oh, yeah. And you know y'all need to perform with the actual audience. Y'all are coming to Providence.
Nah, that's true.
We get a couple songs.
You are...
Boy.
You ever heard of Roadkill?
No, you know why?
Roadkill is
because
nice.
It's
heard
in
of Roadkill?
You heard of Roadkill.
No, I really have never heard of this place.
I know you heard of Comatose,
like
though.
Oh, no.
Is Comatose from the Bucket?
Yeah.
Dang, I do bangs with your hoodies, though, so I'll give you that one.
No, yeah. We forgot to mention that.
Yeah, we're part of Comatose.
Oh, you're all part of Comatose?
Yeah. I mean, like, we got the head guy over here with the Comatose. We just, like...
Yeah, we bought a hoodie, and we got the sticker.
I need that.
No, not the sticker. It was the
and an extra small.
Yes, but I don't know where to put it. Got to be somewhere special.
Just follow the Instagram.
Follow Comatose Apparel on Instagram.
I already do.
I know you
said that.
Everybody on with. We got dudes.
You got a photo
shoot? Yo, we got a tracksuit going on.
Yeah, we got a tracksuit coming out.
What?
A what?
For women.
Big. Well, does it come in an extra small because I need
I think we're gonna do all sizes it's coming soon
in a petite perhaps cause
you like yellow
yes
I guess love my yellow. Skin
alright so we're gonna get to my favorite part of the show and this is where we pass the aux to somebody at the table. You pick one song only. It could be any song. It can't be one of your songs, so okay. To be fair. So I'm gonna pass the aux to Regina.
I'm not ready, y'all.
You gotta come ready.
Okay, I'm going to pick Frank Ocean, Pyramids.
Ooh.
I don't think I've heard.
I thought she was gonna pull the Novocaine. Thinking about you.
Did you listen to Blonde? You see, that's why you think it's the best song. You only listen to it on the radio. You need to expand your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Feed your inner self.
I listen to everyone. I listen to white people. So.
Same. I love white people on the radio. In real life, I don't know. I'm passing the aux to you.
No.
Come on. You always want to go last. You're going first.
Just tell them.
I'm going to put Moving Too Fast.
By who?
By Migos.
Okay. That's on the culture too?
Yeah. I know nobody likes Culture 2.
I know everybody was saying it was not good.
It wasn't bad. It was good.
It was no Culture.
I just hyped it up. Everybody hyped it up because the first one was just crazy. Like,
yeah, because everybody was expecting so much. So when they dropped, it was like, this is all right. So you passing the aux to?
The aux. I'm going to go with Lauryn Hill. Take your eyes. No, is it called Take Your Eyes Off Me? Or something like that?
How does it go? Sing it for us. You won't.
I know you'd be singing.
That's a setup.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
It's quiet.
You better sing that. You better sing that. Sing that. Okay, Libra gang. Let's go. Hey.
I love you.
Everybody do the wave. Do the wave.
Wait, can I pick a different song?
Oh, you want a reverse?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I think I'll do Chris Brown, Marvin's Room.
I like Chris Brown, even though he's a woman beater.
Oh my gosh.
I mean,
hey, you see, this is what I deal with on the regular.
He did, though.
There's proof, though.
There's definitely proof on Chris Brown.
No,
he did, though. He did.
He did, but all right, let me break it down.
Don't do this.
No, don't do it.
Chief Keter, don't do it.
I got this.
Come on. Chief Keter, are you sure about this?
I got this.
She was back on the Chief
Keter. So Chris Brown beat her up, right? He beat her up, right? If she can forgive him and date him after that, why can't you?
Because her and I are not the same person. We're living two different lives. But this is where perspective comes in.
See, and that was literally almost.
You know what? I can't forgive him.
That was almost 10 years ago.
Rihanna has a wonderful heart, and she's a wonderful person, and she forgave him. I understand that.
She don't have to date him again.
No, she doesn't have to date him again, and they're friends, and they got past it. It's just, for me personally, I have witnessed domestic abuse in my home.
Okay.
And so the way I have connected to it, I personally can't listen to Chris Brown's music.
So
he's an angry person, and everybody changes, everybody grows, and I get that. But personally, like, especially when it was in the height of it, I could not support that. That's me putting money directly into his pocket. That's why I don't listen to Kanye to this day. And I love Kanye's music, but I cannot put money in his pocket. I can't do that.
So you're just gonna.
But I'm not saying Chris Brown's a bad person. I just cannot.
You're just gonna let that be what you think of him for the rest of his life.
Oh, but everybody needs time to get back into the swing of their artist or whoever they're letting go of.
9 years ain't long enough.
Hey, man.
You know what happened in the last 9 years?
Hey, man. Hey,
a lot.
Obama was president twice.
Oh, my God.
Twice.
He said not once.
He's not lying.
Well, Obama twice. Wasn't beating nobody.
That's not the point.
All right. Who are you passing the cord to?
I'll take that. I'm going to go with Prayer. Featuring Tony Steele's Bad Man Tank.
Oh, are you playing this?
Almost.
Go ahead, get us cool off air.
Yeah, he got a little touchy.
Almost. You know
it is
mean?
Fire.
All right, so
it is definitely fire.
I'm going to pick Try by Boss and J. Cole. That song goes hard. And J. Okay. Cole's verse on that is fire. So, yeah.
J. Cole be ripping.
And he's coming to Pawtucket. Hey, see?
Ugh, right? Why is he coming there?
He's going to gonna Met, be right? here
Aboard.
November 26, I think. No, November something like that. At the Met. And then Masego's going to be here next Saturday.
Masego.
Yo, yes. 20 beans.
Okay. If y'all know about a vibe, y'all know about Masego.
So thank you guys for coming on the show. Y'all were fun. I didn't know what to expect.
Are there any last minute topics y'all want to talk about? Mm-hmm. Y'all got a bone to pick with us or something? You got a bone to pick with them, Christina?
Chris Brown.
You're still
he
upset.
Definitely got him.
Chief Keter, you're my boy.
Wow. All right, so plug in your social media. Where can the people follow you? Where can we hear your music at?
Y'all can plug mine, SennyX27, Instagram, and Twitter, all that.
Dreadhead _.
That's it? Just Dreadhead
_? HD.
HD.
The break. It was a dramatic effect.
Dreadhead _HD is all together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Mine is Ibby Keter 1.
A-B?
Ibby. IBBY.
Oh.
Do you guys have a group page?
Yeah. At Straightforward.
Okay.
Spell that. STR 8 like eight, like the number, and then dash, and then four, actually, like the four, and then word, like W A R D.
And you guys said you have music coming out. Is there a date? Y'all are working on it.
We're working on it now with our cameraman, so you know, we just got done filming it, like everything today, actually.
Also, you're putting out a single, not like a project.
We have a little project, but it's not gonna be known for now. Right now, we're just gonna do our thing without putting it out there.
So you're just like racking up on your collection. Like
we got things racked up in the back, but you know what I mean, we're just gonna keep getting more and more and just see how the project goes. My first song, you can check it out on YouTube. It's straightforward. Stack It.
All right. So to plug in again, if you didn't hear last week's episode, we're hosting John Hope's event October 18th.
If you
RSVP, yeah, you get the information. Word.
You got that?
Like 7 to 11, I believe.
Yeah, so he'll be dropping 2 new visuals, and I think he's going to perform. And he has brand new merch that's pretty fire. I might be biased, but whatever. So it is what it is. So, Bands, you want
to
take us out?
I just want everybody to know, to tell a friend. Make sure y'all tune in. We have a lot of heat coming soon. So,
And next week we have
two
special guests. One is in the room, but we're not going to say his name because it's a surprise. So, we lit.
You already know what it is.
I just want to say one more thing.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that's working. I got my brother here, Product. He usually comes in. He's an artist, but he couldn't make it today. He's our fourth person that we work with. Mm-hmm. I want to shout out the rest of Straightforward. We got Abe, including Ghost.
Yeah, Ghost.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? We got
4K. Shout out Maury, a.k.a. 4K. Shout out Comatose.
The real 4K.
Comatose, Jamie.
Shout out Jamie. You know,
just honestly, we're just shout on out. A road where we just want to work. And we're going, if you guys vibe with it, just like I'm gonna go with that question again that y'all was saying, like, why should people mess with us? Yeah, y'all shouldn't just only mess with us just because, oh, their music's fire. But we got we got passion for life itself. Like, we trying to really make it. It's like if you're in a city and your city's lit and you have people with you, even though your music's not all that great, but you have the people that's putting their liability, talking about you and all that, you know what I mean, giving you all that love, if we all work together, who's to say that we're gonna stop us? Like, you know what I'm saying? You got 6ix9ine doing fucking New York and shit. Like, people like repping their own city. Who's talking about Rhode Island? You know what I'm saying? Maybe we could be that first person. Like, sometimes I always had that feeling. Like, I wake up and I'm like, yo, I'm gonna really get it. Cause at the end of the day, who's showing their face for Rhode Island? I'm not trying to be the face, like, oh, headmaster, but I'll probably be the one to spark it. You know what I'm saying? I'll be the one. You spark sign it, you know the flames can go everywhere if it's gas or home.
Hey. So, you gotta stay together.
I'm really winning. So bars, what you trying to get in the booth? Right now?
Listen, I really go in the booth whenever. Sometimes I be hearing beats. I spit whenever. Even if I sound trash, I'm gonna keep going.
Hey. You have to.
Straightforward shit.
It's always a work in progress. Even like you said, if you did, I'm not saying that you do, but if you did sound trash, you know what I mean? It's always.
I keep going, you gotta level up all the time. It's everywhere.
You know,
it's
and
hard, baby.
Just keep writing. Y'all are young, so you got a long road ahead of you. Just work hard.
Hopefully,
and
you
come back to Spark
this.
Up when you blow up. Don't forget.
Facts.
Yeah, put us in the video.
Yes, I need a cameo. We need tracksuits.
Yeah. That'd be lit.
We need the tracksuits. We can't be video vixens because we don't have like. We don't.
Hey, Ben, stick us out.
With that said. Make sure you share, like, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And you already know, it's a wrap.
Hey, this is your girl, Regina. Thanks for listening. You can check us out at www.sparkuppodcast.com, on SoundCloud, iTunes, and all of our social media at SparkUpPVD.